Bart sometimes has things in mind when he plays random ass music. Why did we just play the Soviet national anthem?
Because a DJ mentality is basically I play whatever the F I want. I just feel like Russian music, and it sounds badass, man. Listen to it.
It sounds like, it sounds scary.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know what they're singing, and maybe I'm being unfair.
I don't know what
they're...
It
sounds like some weird, like, propaganda song that's played during a military march.
Of course, no, I know what they're singing. You will go to the gulag if you don't listen to us.
You know, this whole, like, Red Scare mentality that you have, James.
I know.
It's just...
I know. It's, look, the Maoists are coming. And so are the Stalinists. Are there really any Stalinists left? Like, you know, they do these terms. Like, really, there's a guy out there going, well, I think Stalin had to figure it out right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a Stalinist. So, but yeah, the insane right wing believe that that left wingers think that way. Anyways, okay, go.
All right. So this is a story that we had prepped for hour two. We didn't get to it. And I was happy we didn't get to it because I'm afraid of finding out what Cenk's opinions are. But whatever. All right. So this story has to do with debarking or devocalizing dogs. And apparently an Oregon Court of Appeals ruled recently that, or Wednesday, that a Southern Oregon couple must quiet their incessantly barking dogs by sending them to the vet to have their voices surgically squelched. So what does that mean? Now, this is a procedure that's been banned by six states under most circumstances. But the surgery involves cutting the vocal cords. Proponents say if done correctly, it can save problematic animals from being euthanized and still allow them to express themselves with a soft, raspy bark or muffled squeak. This is terrible. Now, the story is not as simple as it sounds, not a black and white story. Apparently, the neighbors who have been complaining about these barking dogs have been complaining about it for about 20 years now, literally 20 years. And so the owners of the dogs apparently have some sort of farm, and the dogs that they have are farming dogs. So they help to protect, you know, the animals from predators. And so the bark is important. They say without being able to bark, they won't be alerted when predators show up to the farm to take the sheep or whatever they have. And also, aside from that, it sounds terrible to like cut their vocal cords. I'm just not in favor of it. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, it's tough, man. This is a really, really hard case because these guys have been warned over and over again.
And they've tried other things. So there's the citronella spray that you can use, which, you know, you'll spray it near the dogs, and for some reason they hate the smell. And that'll usually teach them, hey, barking's not right. But here's the thing, like the whole point of those dogs, based on what the owners claim about their farm, is that they do bark so they can alert the owners to predators, right?
So hold on. So part of it is, they got fined back in 2006, $400. And they're like, you've got to get your dogs to shut up because it's driving people crazy. So the dogs start at 5 in the morning and they're right next to you, right next to kids. Only, they say the kids don't even want to come home because the dogs won't ever stop barking. And I'd lose my mind. And it's not fair to your neighbor to do that. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, they said, look, we tried it. We debarked one of our dogs in 2010. Or I don't know if that they somehow, how
yeah,
they
did.
I know they debarked one of their dogs, but somehow I guess they got all the dogs to shut up somehow back in 2010. And they claimed that a cougar then ran off with six adult lambs in a single week.
Wow.
Now, here's my thought. Both of you move. There's fucking cougars there. Okay.
Relax.
Okay.
There are cougars in California too. There are cougars near where we live.
No.
There are.
No,
there are.
No,
California cougars, for sure. They're okay. Like in their late 40s, early 50s.
No, they're where you live. Like
they always try to hit on my man.
Like,
bitches better stay away. No, I'm just kidding.
Man, Anna's in such a good mood today, man. Sleep is a hell of a drug.
It is.
Okay. Anyway, no, yeah, I'm sure that cougars exist in like bumfuck Reseda or whatever, but
right? You're ridiculous. We live in a mountainous area. They exist. So do
not
coyotes.
In West LA, they don't,
yes.
They don't. No,
you're insane. Why are you denying me? They exist. Everyone here said
oh,
yes.
Oh yeah, so and so do dinosaurs.
You're crazy.
Well, next thing you know, you're gonna say there's three dragons around the corner. Okay. Anyway.
Cenk, I have to interrupt you. There is a cougar in the Hollywood Hills. He's actually being tracked. The name of the cougar, they call him P-22. So there is a cougar.
Right now. We've got an active cougar situation going on. Okay.
See?
Okay. He ain't coming to West LA. Okay. On the other hand, we had an iguana show up in front of our door for no reason.
You never know.
So, yeah. And you know, by the way, we have debarked the iguana. Look, so notice he doesn't say anything.
We can't debark dogs. Like, this is terrible.
Except we can. I mean, so I don't know. My jury's out on this one. Because, yeah, the debarking the dog sounds bad. On the other hand, they're dogs. They don't really know. I know you guys are going to get upset at that. But we don't know for sure that they don't know. I'm trying to look at all sides of it.
You're depriving them of their voice. How terrible is that?
Oh, that's true. If they were humans, it would be very terrible. And I don't want the cougars running away with their sheep and lambs and pigs and whatever that they got going on. And then if you're out in the rural area of Oregon, you got every right, and you know that's part and parcel to have your lambs and stuff. But it's so weird. They're in this enormous rural area with cougars running around.
I know.
And they're living right next to each other. I don't know. Go to another part of the woods.
Yeah. Look, it's not that easy. We don't know all the details of their living situation. And I don't want to be flippant. I don't want to make it seem as though, you know, that nuisance is not a big deal. But
you'd lose your mind.
Well, there is a dog near us that barks incessantly. And yeah, it's annoying, right? But here's what I also understand. I live in a densely populated part of the country, right? And it reminds me of people that whine and cry because they live in an apartment building or a condo building, whatever it is, and they hear noise time to time. Yeah, welcome to reality. You're gonna hear noise time to time. If you don't like it, then go live in fucking unincorporated hell, Michigan, and have a freaking heyday there. You know what I'm saying?
I do, but so it's bounds of reason, right? Mm-hmm. So I lived in an apartment building for a long time. There's all sorts of noise, and then people would have sex and you'd hear it.
Yeah.
First of all, that's fun for everybody, okay? Just bring it down, right? And there's like the people who get angry at that are the people who are not getting laid. I guarantee it,
yeah,
right?
100%.
Like, you know, they'll do the little dupe room on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Like, how come you're having fun and I'm not? Boom, 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 right?
Do people really do that?
Yeah, yeah. In Miami, somebody did that to me. And they were
really?
Like,
that's terrible.
Yeah. And I was like, look, dude, I was getting laid. She's hot. What do you want from me? Right? And I think it was like an old woman in a robe. So she was like, that's not an interesting story to me. Okay. Anyway, and then we had this gay couple in West Hollywood when the apartment that I started the Young Turks in.
Uh-huh.
And every weekend, like clockwork, Saturday morning, but not too early.
Oh, well, morning sex people. They're
no,
fun.
No, no,
oh,
no, no, no.
Okay.
They would have a fight.
Oh.
And the entire apartment building would hear it, like Saturday 11 a.m. ish, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'd watch Monk in the morning, and then Monk's done. I'm like, okay, here we go. Their fight's about to start, and they're like, I cannot believe you did that to me, and yada yada,
yeah.
And screaming at the top of their lungs. That was fun. It was fun for everybody. And sometimes you'll have a neighbor that is not fun and is super annoying you, but as long as they do it in a certain period of time and not forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's life. That's literally life in the big city, right? But here they are in rural bumfuck Oregon, and they're trying to get away from everything. And for 20 fucking years, from 5 in the morning to God knows when, those dogs will not shut up.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the cougar eat me, right? So I don't know. There's no good answer there. So JR, I'm curious, what do you
well, you guys kind of covered. I was like, is there a stretch of land? Is there space? Why are they so close to each other? I don't know the
logistics.
But it's
the property they own.
Yeah,
right?
And it just happens to be living next to each other like we're in LA or something. But also, there was an aspect of where they said they do this procedure to avoid dogs being euthanized. So, I mean, if it gets to the point where
that.
They're starting, yeah, I wonder, to where now the judge has to go, we're either killing your dogs or you're doing this seemingly disastrous procedure on their vocal cords. You got to go with the vocal cords, right? Because where I do think a line can be drawn, because I can only live in my life, is in this apartment condo situation of our existence here. If someone has a little yappy dog, it does not shut up.
Yeah.
Not that they have to do any of this stuff, but like you got to train your dog not to bark. Like, yeah, it has to happen.
I've gone through it. I get it. I've gone through it. And so you train your dog. And I feel like they didn't actually try to train their dogs to stop barking, because the whole point of having the dogs is so they bark, right?
And but if they bark when the cougar comes, good, they're accomplishing their mission. If they bark nonstop,
yeah,
then
I wonder.
Yeah. So I know, I get the sense from the whole story that the guys with the dogs are kind of dicks and everybody's fed up with them. The judge is fed up with them.
By the way, they were also ordered to pay the couple that's been suing them a total of $238,000.
No. The jury hated them. Yeah. It's the jury was like, no, fuck these guys. So keep that in mind.
It wasn't a jury, though. It was an appeals court.
Whatevs.
Yeah.
Okay. But all that now was, but don't get me wrong, they don't have $238,000. They barely paid the $400 fine, right? So everybody in this story is a hot mess. Look, I'm sure that the judge looked at it, the one that made the debarking decision, and he's like, look.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, there's three choices. They annoy this poor family next door for the rest of the time. I kill the dogs, right? Or, man and I debark them. Out of those three miserable choices, I guess I'm going debarking. You see what I'm saying?
I'm so happy I'm not a judge. I could not be impartial in a case like this.
You're just like, sad day for you. Even though those guys are dicks, you're going to have to live with their dogs forever.
I'm going to keep it real. I would just tell the couple complaining, sad day. I'm not debarking the dog. I'm definitely not euthanizing the dog. Like, I don't know what to tell you, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, look, man,
it's quality of life.
It's rural America. I'm surprised that violence hasn't broken out.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, because like, you're in the middle of the woods. I mean, you're telling me they don't have guns. It's America, right? Like, two. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Man, that would be so weird. There's no one else around except you're right next to these total annoying people. And super last thing on it. Look, if I was in an apartment situation where you've got the dog, I'd ask them to train the dog, etc. I never believe you guys, all you dog owners. You don't train them, you can't train. You train them to do tricks, because that's cute. Oh, you sit, you do this. I don't believe that you'd be able to train them to not bark. I don't believe it.
Sometimes when I hear you talk, it's like amazing. Like the stuff that's coming out of your mouth. It's not okay.
No.
That's not okay. Yes, people train their dogs not to bark all the time. Do you know how many people in West Hollywood have bought dogs? I mean, West Hollywood is just like a collection of apartment buildings, right? Everyone lives in an apartment. Everyone has a fucking dog in West Hollywood. You don't hear dogs barking incessantly there.
No, they just are, their DNA is non-barking.
Oh, okay. God.
Okay, so like
what am I gonna do with this guy?
And then other dog owners will be like, oh, I have a vicious Rottweiler, but I have trained him to not attack things. No, you didn't. No, the minute you let him off the leash, and if he sees like a vermin or a small child, he's gonna go for it. Okay, so
I don't
believe you.
Stop talking.
Okay, because they're not, like, the dog owners believe that their dogs are humans. They're like, no, it's okay, I reasoned with them. Right? No, that's just not how it works.
People don't reason with dogs. Incentives, disincentives.
No,
and they work.
Okay.
You saw my dog give me his patica right in front of you.
I know, that was a cutie trick. I know, the high five.
What makes you think I can teach my dog to do that or to roll over or give me a kiss, but I can't teach my dog not to bark?
Yeah, because like, one, barking is too central to his character. And two, when you have to go slap him on his butt or whatever to create the disincentive, you're like, oh, but you were just a cutie little bark.
You're just assuming things, right?
Yeah, I am.
The thing is,
I'm making a lot of stuff up.
There's gray area. There's people who won't do it, who say, oh, I'm training him, but they don't know what the fuck training is.
Yeah.
So they don't really train the dog. And there's people who, I've seen dogs who train where they make a noise and they move like a finger, and this dog is like not doing anything they don't want him to do. There's levels of training. There's people who just don't, they're bad dog owners. I've seen them at the park where they look around and they go, oh, my dog is just pulling me. I can't do anything about this.
Yeah,
you should do something about
that. There's bad human owners. Like, there's people who have out of control kids, right?
Yeah, so, of course.
Look, I was in the middle of super lasting. I'm kidding around largely somewhat. but so if you say to me, you train your dog through incentives and disincentives, and that dog's gonna be trained. Of course I believe that. If you tell me, if every dog owner who tells me they trained their dog says, no, trust me, I trained my dog, I don't trust them, right? I think there's a range, and I think that there are good dog owners and good dogs. Uh-huh. Like Ben's dog that I used to take care of, Remember Rookie, right?
Yeah. Even Ben's dog now. That is a good dog.
Yeah. Rookie was a lovely, lovely dog. Never barked. I mean, you leave a garbage can, he's going to knock it over because he's a fucking dog, right? And he wants to see what's in the garbage. He wants to see what's in the garbage. But largely, he was a wonderful dog that didn't bark, that wasn't a pain in the ass.
I can't believe Ben trusted you to watch over you.
He was fine. Rookie and I got along swimmingly, okay? I take care of him for long stretches. But some dogs are less trainable and some owners are horrible at training him. So when a dog owner tells me, trust me, I'm like, maybe, maybe not. All right. But the bottom line is, if it were an apartment building and the dog, after you go through all the rigmarole, can you please train him, la, 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 and it doesn't work, honestly, I'd move.
Yeah.
It's not worth getting into a Walmart situation over the last dog.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
Now when you own the land,
it's
way, way different.
Yep.
Right? But if you're in an apartment in a big city, that's part of what sucks about a big city.
Yeah.
Sad day, you gotta move.
Real quick, have I ever shared the story of the epic fight that happened in the apartment building I used to live in?
No, I only got the stories of all the epic fights in this apartment building you live in now.
Yeah. By the way, ever since I bitched her out, like, has not come to talk to me once.
Oh, wow, yeah. That is interesting.
So that whole thing,
I thought
about,
it was going to get worse, it didn't.
No, it got better. Whole thing about
maybe you
attract more flies with honey or whatever bullshit like that. No, vinegar. Vinegar
totally
always works.
Oh, wow, vinegar is, and add some salt in there.
She didn't want me to insult the nasty ass like 80s dump hallways anymore. So she's like, let me stay away from her.
Man, Anna regularly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, in the apartment building I used to live in, again, West Hollywood, predominantly gay area. Everyone in that building, with the exception of myself, was gay. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. And so there was a younger gay guy who lived on the floor above me. And every Saturday, he liked to have a good time. There was a pool. Why not take advantage of it? So he'd go out there in his like Speedos and his six pack, and he'd play his music. It was usually EDM. And so it's like sunny, beautiful. He's laying out there getting some sun. But then there was this older gay guy who fucking despised him. And I don't know their backstory. I don't know why he hated him so much, but he hated him. And so every time he came out to sunbathe and play his music, he would complain, right? And so this one day I'm at home, I'm editing a video from home actually, and I see the older gay guy go toward the pool area where the younger gay guy is, and he starts complaining and bitching him out. And the younger guy is just like, fuck off, God, you're such a little bitch. I'm so, it was so funny. And I'm like, oh, this is so good. So I got my phone out and I started filming it. And then.
How come we didn't do it on the show? That sounds amazing.
I'm going to find the video and play it on the post game because it's so fucking funny, okay?
Wow. Okay.
That's a promise. I will find it. Okay. And then the guy was like, always fucking complaining. And then like the older guy was like, you're so disrespectful. Don't you understand that this is, you know, this is a place that people are living and trying to get some rest in and this and that. And he's like, it's an apartment building. What do you expect? You're gonna hear some noise. Get over it. You're just a bitter queen. Bitter queen. He just kept calling him bitter queen.
Oh my God.
And it was so funny that like every time Christian and I wanted to like talk to each other about the older gay guy, we'd never call him by his name. We would call him Bitter Queen.
See, that guy is secretly a Republican, the younger guy, because he did brilliant smear propaganda
so
against
good.
That guy.
It was so
the
good.
Older guy's probably right, but now he's Bitter Queen.
He's Bitter Queen.
Like Lion Ted.
No,
and,
the older guy is not right. The older guy, we had come to learn, complains about everything, every little thing. There was a light that had gone off outdoors. It was like an outdoor light. And our landlord, who's a freaking great landlord, had moved to another place because she was getting older and she was having a hard time walking up the stairs. And so literally the first night that anyone noticed that the light went off, he's like, oh, she moves out and she just lets this whole place fall to shit, this and that. And I'm like, this place is fucking lovely, shut up. You know?
Okay, so you were like Bitter Queen.
He was a Bitter Queen for sure.
Okay, I gotta go. I got a parent teacher conference. What's the story I'm ending on? Oh, here's when I move out. No. What I realized. So, in the Sunset apartment, the reason I moved out in my West Hollywood apartment is because there was blood in the streets. That also happens in a big city. Is we had had a bunch of break-ins, and then somebody got stabbed.
Oh yeah.
And there was hallway in the blood. I was like, okay, pack your bags. Okay, and we're done with this place, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of violent crime reported in West Hollywood, but I fucking loved it there.
Yeah. So look, sometimes it's time to pack your bags. That's how I am. The whole reason why this show exists and why I'm here in the first place. There in Turkey, there was a tiny bit of leftist, rightist fighting in the streets in 1978. And a couple of people got shot, and my dad's like, pack your bags, we're going to America.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no left wingers and right wingers killing each other in New Jersey. So that's where we're moving.
Yeah.
So thanks God for that attitude. All right, guys, God bless. Don't debark any dogs unless you absolutely have to. Just playing.
He's gone?
No, no, that's not it. Hold, almost there. You know we have to end on this.
Animals are innocent.
All right, see you tomorrow.